Your Flying Fingers on the banjo there, this time from Jerry O'Connor. Two pieces, one called Francie Brereton and the other one called Sally Kelly. Fantastic altogether. Now we're going to slow it down because I'm quite excited because yet again I got a disc over the Christmas period by a group called The Alt, A-L-T. And they are a very, very clever group. The thing that appeals to me about them is because I'm a great lover of vocal harmony and I'm a great lover of folk music. And the way they do this, they get a total folk music sound and it's so well done together. Now, this is a song that tells a story. It's just called The Letter Song. It tells a story and you have to listen to the lyrics from The Alt.
My own dear love, I write to you. Religion scarce and preachers few. I trust in God and daily pray. In the lonely mountains far away. When I was on the ice and snow, it rained, it hailed, the wind did blow. You gave to me a parting hand and wished me safe in the Cumberland. Unto this work I give my life. It is no place to bring a wife. The promise that you gave to me, I give it back and set you free. In winter time the wolves will howl. Around my door the red men prowl. But for myself I have no fear. I trust in God who sent me here. I am sad to write these lines to you. I have no doubt your love is true. You're free to choose another man. For I will stay in the Cumberland. I've a few more lines to write to you, and then I'll bid a fond adieu. I'll never cease for you to pray in the lonely mountains far away.
A sad little song there from The Alt. And on next week's programme, I'll play another track of theirs and I'll explain, tell you a little more about the group. I think they make a gorgeous sound. Okay, we're going back to country and Irish now because I want to play you a track from John Kelly. I'm a big fan of John Kelly. He hails from County Mayo and a rather, well, reminiscent of Larry Cunningham. But John has his own way of backing and his own way of singing a song. Nice, big, deep voice, you see. And he's singing a song, bit of country, bit of Irish, any town in Ireland. And imagine him sitting in a bar over there in the US thinking of home.
Sitting in a bar room in Chicago all alone, looking at the rain coming down. Put another nickel in the jukebox on the wall, and I played a few old songs from way back home. The record started playing and it mentions Donegal. Then it gave a mention to Tyrol. But words, they mean nothing when you're sitting in a bar, when any town in Ireland would be home. Any town in Ireland would be home. Just a cottage by a river all alone. Well, I'm sitting in a bar room in Chicago Sunday morning, when any town in Ireland would be home. Another record mentions Galway and Mayo, Roscommon, Dublin and Athlone. The bartender asked me what town I came from. I said any town in Ireland could be home. Any town in Ireland would be home. Just a cottage by a river all alone. But I'm sitting in a bar room in Chicago Sunday morning, when any town in Ireland would be home. Any town in Ireland would be home. Just a cottage by a river all alone. But I'm sitting in a bar room in Chicago Sunday morning, when any town in Ireland would be home. Well, I'm sitting in a bar room in Chicago Sunday morning, when any town in Ireland would be home.
John Kelly and Any Town in Ireland Is My Home. Big fan, as I said, of John Kelly, and we'll be having some more of his songs in the not-too-distant future on Sounds Irish. You know, it's a bit naughty of me. I should have done this at the very beginning of the programme, but I want to welcome you to Sounds Irish if you're a new listener, because a number of new radio stations are now taking the programme, quite a few of them, actually. And if you're one of our new listeners, well, drop me an email. Let me know what you think of the programme. If you've got an observation to make, a request, a suggestion, just drop me an email, joebollard2@aircom.net. And be careful how you spell aircom. It's aircom.net. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Another classic now. I mentioned Dermot O'Brien earlier on. I can't remember in what context, but I did say we'd probably hear from him. Oh yes, we were doing the Galway Shawl by the Dubliners. We had Dermot's version of it last week. This is one of my favourite songs. Yes, one of my favourite Irish songs. And whenever I get the opportunity, if I'm performing, doing my gigs or anything of that sort, and I'm doing a particular, maybe an Irish show, I always make sure I sing this song, because I can remember as a young lad of about 7. Now we are going back, young Joseph. I was about 7 when my brother Michael taught me this song, and it stayed with me ever since. I've played for you various versions of it. I don't think I've played Dermot O'Brien's version of Galway Bay.
Maybe someday I'll go back to Ireland, if it's only at the closing of my day, just to see again the moon rise over Tlada and watch the sun go down on Galway Bay, to see again the ripple on the trout stream and the women in the and watch the barefoot gossams at their play. While the breezes blow they blow, and the women in the uplands digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know, and yet they came and tried to teach us their way. They scorn us too for being what we are. Sure, they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from star. And if there's gonna be a life hereafter, and somehow I feel sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Now, this may come as a bit of a surprise to you, friends, but that is my favourite version of Galway Bay. It's got everything going for it. Dermot sings it nice and calmly, and the chord sequence that he uses is fantastic. That's the musician coming out in me. Dermot O'Brien there and Galway Bay. We've been a bit short on female artists this week, I think. We're going to put that to rights now, because we're getting my favourite, oh well, certainly one of my favourite Irish female vocalists. That's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now, could we have a Sounds Irish programme presented by Joe Bollett without having Anne-Marie O'Riordan in it? I doubt it very much. But she's looking on the bright side. It's a good song for the first programme of the new year. Good times will come again. Here's Anne-Marie. She has a lovely voice.
Of old Ireland, and believe me, I have quite a few, with stories of all that I've often been told, and the stories I tell you are true. When life was so carefree and simple, in the days of our youth long ago, and when day's work was done, we would make our own fun as we sat by the tar fire's glow. Ah, but life keeps on changing around us, and the old days are now far away. We haven't a care, and with money to spare, we dress in the finest array. The horses and ploughs have all vanished, for the farmers have mighty machines, and the houses are grand all over the land, for in Ireland we're now Europeans. But the grass is still green here in Ireland, and the girls are so pretty and fair. We have handsome young men from hillside and glen, and there's music and song in the air. We still have the shamrock and heather, and the neighbours to lend us a hand. And we're living with great satisfaction, for peace has returned to our land. Till a sudden misfortune came o'er us, now our future is not guaranteed. The coffers ran dry, and the real reason why, it was stolen by people of greed. And although we had plenty in Plymouth, a few who were rich wanted more. Now it breaks my sad heart to see young folk depart to seek work on some far, foreign shore. But the grass is still green here in Ireland, and the girls are so pretty and fair. We have handsome young men from hillside and glen, and there's music and song in the air. We have weathered great storms in our history, we've survived persecution and pain. So let's now stand and help one another, and good times will come once again. Yes, the grass is still green in old Ireland, and the girls are still pretty and fair. We have handsome young men from hillside and glen, and there's music and song in the air. We have weathered great storms in our history, we've survived persecution and pain. So let's now stand and help one another, and good times will come once again.
Please God, good times will come again once more, from the lovely Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Friends, it really gives me great joy to play this next track because it's one of my favourite tracks. I keep saying that with all the tracks I've played this week. Well, they are. But this one is my, well, I think it's my favourite Danny Doyle track. Now, we've been playing Danny Doyle a little bit during the last couple of months or so. But what I want to do is I want to paint the picture here that Danny is singing about. First of all, Danny is singing unaccompanied. We Irish people make a big thing of singing unaccompanied songs. I think it goes back to the time when we had entertainment in the house or whatever we had in the farmhouse or whatever. People didn't have pianos or guitars and things, so they just stood up and they sang. So here's Danny Doyle telling us the story. He's sitting on a stile overlooking the town, and he's feeling very sad because he's saying goodbye to Ireland. He's going away to America because of the famine here in Ireland. And he's sitting and he's talking to his Mary as he looks down over the town. Between him and the town is the graveyard where Mary is buried, his young bride. And he's bidding her adieu. But he's saying, no matter how good this land is, and they say it is good, there's bread and work for all, and that the sun shines always there, but I'll not forget old Ireland, were it 50 times as fair. And he'll never forget his Mary. Listen to this lovely version of this lovely old song, The Irish Emigrant, or Danny Doyle, I'm Sitting on the Stile, Mary. And please, listen to the story.
I'm sitting on the stile, Mary, where we sat side by side on a bright May morning long ago, when first you were my bride. The corn was springing fresh and green, the lark sang loud and high, and the red was on your lips, Mary, and the love light in your eye. The place is little changed, Mary. The day seems bright as then. The lark's loud song is in my ear, and the corn is green again. But I miss the soft clasp of your hand, your breath warm on my cheek, and still I listen for the words that you will never speak, that you will never speak. I'm very lonely now, Mary, for the poor make no new friends. But oh, they love them better still, the few our Father sends. And you were all I had, Mary, my blessings and my pride. There's nothing left to care for now, since my poor Mary died. I thank you for the patient smile when your heart was fit to break, when the hunger pain was aching there, you hid it for my sake. I bless you for the pleasant word when your heart was sad and sore. Oh, I'm thankful you are gone, Mary, where grief can't reach you more, where grief can't reach you more. And when amid those grand old woods I sit and shut my eyes, my heart will travel back again to where my Mary lies. I think I see that little glade where we stroll side by side, and the springing corn and the bright May morn when first you were my bride. I'm bidding you a long farewell, my Mary kind and true, but I'll not forget you, darling, in the land I'm going to. They say there's bread and work for all, and the sun shines always there. But I'll not forget old Ireland, were it 50 times as fair, were it 50 times as fair.
Wasn't that a great song? Danny Doyle, and Danny, who was, well, big in the ballad scene in the 70s and 80s and then emigrated to America. And that was his interpretation of I'm Sitting on the Stile, Mary. That was the old title for it. Some people just call it the Irish Emigrant. Now, I'm looking forward to playing this next track for you, because, first of all, let me warn you that it's longer. It's a longer track than we normally have on Sounds Irish. But it's too good to edit. I'm going to give you the whole version. Let me explain. The piece is called Mná na hÉireann. That means the women of Ireland. I first played a version of this song way back. I think it may even have been on the very first Sounds Irish that I did way back in the day, as they say. And that version was by Noel Healy. This is a version done and arranged and played by a colleague of mine, Chrissy Cochran. Chrissy is a wonderful musician. She has wonderful talents, for songwriting and for playing and arranging. She's doing this lovely Irish song. She's playing it on a Tyros keyboard, and the sounds she gets are simply fantastic. So, as I say, longer than we usually have, Chrissy Cochran and Mná na hÉireann, the women of Ireland.